Dave Leventhal is joining us from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. And Dave, everybody's talking about the looming government shutdown in 4 days. Congress is not even in Washington right now. How is this likely to play out?
Well, it's a cold, angry December here in D.C. Not too many people here, at least in Congress, in the holiday spirit, and many people pretty upset that they're having to come back to Washington, D.C. when they'd like to be nowhere else but with their families. But playing out, it's probably a 50-50 chance at this point, Susan, as to whether Congress is going to reach a deal and whether the government will shut down. Mind you, this is a partial government shutdown. It's going to affect some but not all agencies, but some pretty prominent ones, too. The Department of Commerce, the Department of State, Justice and Homeland Security, too. So as we talk about a border wall and we talk about the security of the southern border, Homeland Security obviously is in charge with many aspects of that. If the borders are going to suddenly open the day that the partial government shutdown happens, if that comes to pass, but it's not exactly going to help the situation either.
It seemed like there was a lot of tough talk around this shutdown where neither side was really budging, especially the president that we saw in that meeting with Schumer and Pelosi last week. Wondering if either side is showing maybe a sign of budging yet.
Well, both sides seem to be pretty locked in and entrenched, at least at this point. We've seen this movie before. There have been government shutdown threats. There have been government shutdowns in and of themselves. So they can play out any number of ways. But I think what you have here is really just a stalemate over the funding for an actual physical border wall. This is something that Donald Trump desperately wants. It's a campaign promise that he made. It's something that during his 2 years almost as president of the United States during his administration that he has said time and again that he wants. So this he's ready to really just make his stand right here on this. There is the possibility, Brian, that there could be some sort of temporary spending bill, just as we had a couple weeks ago during the time when George H.W. Bush's funeral was taking place. But, you know, this is something that the Democrats don't want. They're going to be taking over the House come January after the break, and this is something that they would like to see done now, not when they take office or they take office as the majority come January.
If there is a shutdown, Dave, who will be blamed?
Well, likely the Republicans are going to get some of the blame, but you better believe that the Republicans are going to try to blame Democrats for being obstructionists and not providing funding that they feel is necessary and tantamount to the safety of the United States. So both sides, this is why you have the impasse, is because both sides are pointing fingers at the other. So this is really something that is going to be a situation that where nobody wins if we ultimately have a government shutdown, say nothing for the potentially hundreds of thousands of employees who won't be getting checks over the Christmas week and may or may not get that money going forward, depending on how this plays out.
The Michael Flynn sentencing today, how closely is everybody paying attention to that?
Well, the president's sure paying attention about it. He's tweeting about it and has been this morning, and this is something that obviously everyone is watching because this is somebody who is very, very close to the president during the campaign. This is somebody who is the first national security advisor for the president as well. So he's a major, major figure in U.S. politics as it relates to President Trump. And even though President Trump says that this has nothing to do with him personally and that this is no indication that anything wrong has happened as far as he is concerned, a lot of people don't feel that way. So this is something that people would be very, very closely watching and be using to some extent as a barometer for what may happen yet in the ongoing Mueller investigation, which has wrapped up a ton of people and has led to a lot of guilty pleas, too.
And what's the expected sentence for this retired general?
It's a little bit unclear at this point as to whether he is going to go to jail for a significant period of time or not. So we'll see very soon, that's for sure, Susan.
Yeah, we have a lot to look at. Meanwhile, the president tweeting about the markets. Wondering, government shutdown, the markets, their big recent downturn over the past couple of weeks, if that is maybe a kind of lighting a fire under anybody to get a deal done, if they're worried about the impact a government shutdown might have on an already kind of struggling market right now.
The markets are a lot less concerned about Democrats or Republicans, conservatives or liberals. They're very concerned about certainty and about stability, and a government shutdown provides very little in the way of certainty and stability. So it seems highly unlikely that the markets will react well to a government shutdown were that to happen. So we could be looking in for a very rocky period of time if ultimately, come the end of this week, there is this partial government shutdown.
All right, Dave, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington.